click that record button on my end. Yay. There you go. Hello. Good. All right. We are
loud recording. People walking down the hallway.
Hello, people.
Hello, people. Hello,
people.
I gotta get the
It's almost Krusty-esque, eh?
Yeah. All right. What was his full, what's his full, I forget his full name, but it's like Krzysztofski or Krzysztof.
Is it Abraham? No, the father was Abraham Krzysztofski, wasn't it?
No, that's
yeah, Abraham Simpson, that's yeah. Right. Well, I don't know. I can't remember what it was. It was a long name, though.
Let me get.
How have you gentlemen been? It's been a couple weeks.
It's good. I mean, I was at WonderCon. That was like it. That's like a very interesting thing that happened to me in the last couple of weeks.
WonderCon's, it's getting to be, you know, a pretty reputable con, though.
Yeah. Well, they're moving it to LA next year, so.
Oh, yeah? How big is it now?
I mean, it's pretty big now, I think. I think that's why they're moving it down to LA where, you know, all pretty much every other convention is. It's kind of depressing, really.
Why are you a talking logo all of a sudden?
Think, you know, because people will come in and see
that. Looks cool. You're kind of tripping me out with that.
We don't do, like, the official start.
Yeah, well, the official start will have the logo, but I keep forgetting. This is the first time in the last three episodes we've done where I've actually put up the logo.
Oh, really? Yeah. There it is. That's our logo. Check it out. So people, it's nice.
Yeah, it's a really good logo. I'm into it.
And you worked it out. We got our own iTunes feed now.
iTunes is up and running. I was able to fix that. We have a feed. We have a perfectly good feed ready for people whoever's interested can find it. Of course, now that we have a website, you know, an easy to find website, cmyktv.com, I think we're set. I think we're in a good place.
I think we're in a great place.
The only minor issue I have in the App Store is in order to find CMYK on there, you actually have to put CMYK TV podcast for it to be found, which kind of, yeah, which like
adding, why are we even doing this?
I don't know, right? just adding in the podcast part. I'm like, really? Do we really need to add in the?
Josh, are you studying over there or what are you doing?
No, while you guys were vamping, I was getting something together.
Yes, he's getting the what do you call it?
Soundbite.
Yeah, the soundboard up and running.
Oh, that's right. We have one of those.
We're such good friends. We can just vamp, and nobody knows what we're vamping.
Okay.
Like, so, like, check this out. Ready?
Yeah.
There you go. Wait, is this the official intro now?
Are we all rock and roll now?
Yeah, do we headbang now?
Are we going from mellow trip hoppy to?
This is the file you sent me.
Yeah, it is a file, and that's the intro.
I like it.
It's a good intro.
It's peppy.
Well, I guess we should start then because you played the music. All right. Well, I guess I'll start. Welcome everyone to CMYK TV podcast, the podcast where we talk about all the fun little comic book television shows that are upcoming, that are out right now. Usually your host would be Anthony, but it looks like he's got some internet issues for a while. Oh, man. That sucks, but
we shall miss him as he is MIA in the ether.
Yeah, this is a show, but we'll hold the fort until he returns. I am Francis Fernandez of the Back When We Were Interesting podcast, and with me, of course, are Josh Hawks and Jason Clark. Hey guys, how's it going?
I really hope Ra's al Ghul doesn't put a sword through Anthony's chest.
Then he'd be Batman or the Arrow.
Wait. Well, I thought the Arrow was Batman.
Exactly.
And they're the all Arrow the same.
You can't be Batman too. He's
too pretty.
Are we calling Anthony pretty? Because then there you go.
Well, he's kind of pretty.
Yeah. A lot has happened in the last couple weeks. We missed out last week because Jay, you were out at the Philly convention, right?
I was, yes, I was at the Great Philadelphia Comic Con down in Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
It was an excellent, roaring, good time.
Cool.
I ran into someone I know from past cons. His name is Ken Palko.
Who's Ken Palko?
Ken Palko is the world's most famous, not famous person in a way. Mm-hmm. He is the weapons and props guy for Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to put it that plainly and that generally and that broadly, because it's exactly what it is. Unless there's Star Wars in the title. Oh, wait, no, sorry. I can't even say that anymore. No. yeah, he's worked on everything. Mm-hmm. Everything except Marvel, I would say. He hasn't got to work on a Marvel movie, because I guess Marvel does everything in-house. Mm-hmm. But this guy... See, it's confusing because he always gets brought as a guest to a con, and he's got all these weapons he's made on the table from all these movies he's done, yet no matter what he does, people think he's a replicas guy, and they think he's just like a replica custom prop guy, and they're always asking him how much, right?
Right.
And he's always like, nothing's for sale. This is the real shit. Like,
this is from an actual movie,
yeah,
or
you know,
TV show. Yeah.
You know that Captain Kirk? He held that one you're holding right there. He's got like the phasers from Into Darkness there.
That's cool. Wow.
Yeah. And but he, like, literally, if it's not, unless it's Marvel, name it. And he's done something to do with the weapons on it. Guy's absolutely like phenomenal. So I told him that. He's got a really cool logo and everything, because he's like a freelancer, right? Like the prop masters from the studios come to him and request work. Mm-hmm. Or he bids on work. But he doesn't work like for a said studio, right? So he's got his banner with his own logo and his own design. And I told him he needs to like watermark behind that, like all the movies he's done, like the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And that way people may get a better idea that this is actual stuff. And you know, they may see a certain movie on there that they pick out, but it's unbelievable. Like, I couldn't name a movie that he wasn't like, yeah, worked on it, yeah, worked on it, yeah, worked on it. I was just like, what the Jesus?
Well, that's very cool. Nice.
So he works on a little show called The Flash.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, and he's been dying to get on Green Arrow because he wants to make the trick arrows and stuff and, like, some of his little gadgets. Mm-hmm. But they've had him too busy with Flash to do anything. So the problem with hanging out with this guy, well, it's catch 22 because he's an amazing guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to breach his trust too far because he doesn't know sometimes when to stop. God bless him.
Nothing wrong with
that. I
don't
know if I'm a trustworthy person or not. Mm-hmm. But spoilers just come spewing out of this guy's mouth.
Oh no. All right.
And like, he'll stop every 10 seconds when he's telling a story and being like, this is going to be big. Like, you sure you want to hear this, you know? And yeah, no one ever says no. And but there's one little thing he told me that is pretty much general knowledge. So I think I'm okay to talk about it. And that is when Hawk Woman or Hawk Girl appears on the last episode of The Flash. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he tells me about this, and I wasn't sure if, like, I knew we were going to see her, but I don't know if they had said it was going to be the last episode of The Flash or not. It was going to be the team up or whatever, but that's what we're outside on the patio at the hotel having beers at this point. He leans over to me, he says, yeah, you want to see her mace? Fuck yeah, I want to see your mace. What are you talking about? So he whips out his phone, mm-hmm. and he whips out his phone and shows me his like mock-up for the mace, and it's pretty goddamn cool. It's pretty goddamn cool. It's like a glowing green like orby ball with like spikes coming out of it, but it looks fantastic. So. Well, really looking forward to that, you know?
Nice. Yeah, speaking of which, I'll add, you know, while we, I guess I'll interject news in every once in a while. Yeah, I guess they announced that Ciara Renee is the new Hawk Girl. And I don't know, have you guys seen a picture of her? I'll show you.
I have not seen a picture.
See if I can. This is from Deadline.com. Let me go ahead and see if I can get an. I don't know. This is a pretty small picture, but I'll share it anyway. See, here we go. Let's see. I wonder if you could see that on my screen.
Okay. Oh,
there
really?
She is. That is the new hot girl.
Okay, sure. Is
Which
she
sounds
from
like
anything?
Hot girl.
We would know.
Apparently, she's only done guest spots. It looks like right down there, she debuted as a guest with a guest shot on Law & Order SVU, and now she's going to play Hot Girl.
Wow, she must have impressed somebody.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Those lips look pretty impressive, too. Wow. I cannot help but notice what was also on that page that I'm sure you're going to bring up at some point, but I'll bring up now, is it's very exciting that Rory, Arthur Darvill, has been added to the cast as well.
Arthur Darvill, yeah, as yeah. Rip Hunter, right?
Yeah, time traveler, too, which is cool. Yeah. That's very, very cute.
So they're really going to be playing with this whole time travel business. There's going to be... So that leads me into the spoilers that I got, because I went to the Flash panel out at WonderCon, which is what I did this past weekend. So a couple things that you guys can look forward to in the Flash is, one will be Danielle Panabaker, who plays Caitlin Snow. Apparently, before the season ends, you'll probably most likely see her as Killer Frost. So she makes the transition to villain Killer Frost.
Which one's Caitlin Snow again?
She is Cisco's partner. She's the one from Star Labs that helps.
Oh, she goes bad, eh?
Well, yeah, because her character is supposed to become Killer Frost. And so,
oh, I didn't know that. And she's so good, though. And Ronnie and everything.
Well, we don't know if she'll be evil. We just know that she will become that character. She hinted at that at the panel. Was, you'll see her. But you'll. They said, what's one thing, or what was it? Name the finale. Or if you could put the finale into one word, what would it be? And hers was Frosty. So I thought that was kind of funny. That was the talk, and that there's a chance of Wally West coming into the picture. Villain.
Yeah, I heard that at some point.
Yeah. Mirror Master might make it into the next season or so. So we have a lot coming forward into the Flash universe pretty soon.
I have no type of news like that from the convention from Emerald City.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit of Emerald City there, Josh. How'd it go? How's it been?
Savannah and Jen are both awesome ladies, great huggers, fun ladies to hang out with.
I like that's the takeaway. The takeaway is two good huggers.
It was awesome.
sure.
No, it was a good time. We just did a bunch of cosplaying and hanging out and doing touristy stuff.
Nice.
I went to no panels. I visited with some artists. I did a podcast. We spoke about this, I believe, on back when. I did a podcast with my buddy Adrian from The Mean Geek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
And apparently he's not editing anything, so it's nice and raw. So that'll be fun.
Raw.
that's the only way to podcast.
Right. Raw. Right.
No, it's
amazing
not.
How sexual. You
know, there's also the option where you
so many things to share, you know. But no spoilers, no nothing.
That's all right.
Check out Emerald City for a true Comic Con.
Yeah, you went to Emerald City as an actual cosplayer. You went as you know.
Yeah, I did this year, and no one gave two shits about my version of Deadpool.
Did you have a lot of Deadpool at your convention there, Jay?
Oh, God. When is there not?
Mine
not a convention
a
without it overrun by Deadpool.
I was
Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Harley
really?
Quinn. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Harley Quinn was out in force, of course, but yeah, not a lot of the whole Deadpool. So I was curious. So a lot, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Now, yeah, absolutely.
Before we get into more news, tell us more about what happened, because you put up a bunch of pictures of you hosting some panels.
I was very lucky. I had some cool opportunities. I got to host Jonathan Frakes panel.
Yeah, you lucky
and
bastard.
And unfortunately, unfortunately, I wasn't able to record that one. He had requested no recording by anybody. Mm-hmm. And but still, it was an amazing experience. He's a super fun and entertaining fellow. If you can ever see one of his panels, definitely go. Because he owns the crowd. He just puts you right at ease. He put me right at ease. But he kind of flipped the script on me and made me more his, like, improv, like, sidekick than his host. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, he started asking me questions, and, like, it was like he was interviewing me and stuff.
That's
and super good time. He asked me about Doctor Who. We talked about Doctor Who, you know.
Really?
Q&A. Oh, yeah, because... I can't remember how it came up, but he said something. He turned to me. He said, "You like Doctor Who?" And I said, "Absolutely, I do." And I said, "In fact, have you seen the Doctor Who Star Trek crossover comic books?" And he's like, "Indeed, I have." And because the artist J.K. Woodward was actually at the con, the guy who worked on those, so he was able to show them to Jonathan Frakes, and he thought they were brilliant, which they are, by the way. If you've ever not seen them. It's the fourth Doctor meets up with the original series crew, and the 11th meets up with the Next Generation crew. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really cool. So we did that. He demonstrated the Riker walk.
Oh, did he sit down in chairs, Riker style?
Well, what he did is he got down off the little stage, and he goes, "Okay, here's the Riker walk." And he cocks his shoulder, like, forward and just starts walking forward, right?
Yeah.
And he explained how it kind of came from John Wayne and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Well, he was a big John Wayne fan, and at the time he was young and stupid, and that kind of became the walk, right? And then, but he does the walk at when he gets off, and then as he walks back onto the stage, he goes, "Ready?" And then he puts the leg over the chair and sits down.
That's I love it.
Yeah. Super, super cool, man. Talked mostly, I'd say, about his directing.
Okay.
Because that's what I was asking about. Because when we first came up, he goes, "Jason, what's your favorite Star Trek movie?" And he goes, "First Contact."
Jeez.
And I said, "Funny you say that, actually." He goes, "Actually, it is funny, I say, as with many things." And I was like, it is. And I gushed about First Contact for a bit, and we chatted. And it was just, it was incredible. He treated people so nicely, so much respect, so much appreciation. He's got, you know, he does, he's a really prolific director now, eh?
Yeah.
Like, he's had his hands on most of the shows on television, and he has a lot of fun doing it. So, yeah, I hope to see things. Titan is dead, if anybody was interested. They were talking about making a TV show or a movie out of his ship that he takes over in the last movie. Remember, he goes to become captain of Titan.
Sure.
Yeah, and there was a lot of talk, fan murmuring about maybe there being a Titan movie or TV show, but he put that to rest.
Very cool.
He also put to rest whether he'd be directing the next Star Trek, and they just want to keep it to like to what they're doing now, sort of thing.
Yeah, because I heard they were going to make a Captain Worf Star Trek TV show.
Oh, interesting. He thinks they're going to make a whole new show with a whole new thing.
Oh.
So. It'll be interesting to see. Okay.
No, oh no.
You guys tell me if I should reveal this or not, okay?
All right.
At one point, I'm sitting beside him and his phone goes off. And he pulls out his phone and he says, "Oh, it's a text he got, right?" He's like, "It's Brent Spiner." And of course the whole audience laughs, right? And they're like, "Ha." And he shows me, he goes to put his phone away and he stops and he leans over and he shows me his phone and it says Brent Spiner. It's a text from Brent Spiner on his phone.
Nice.
And I read it and I break a gut laughing. It's so funny, but I'm not going to tell the crowd, right?
Sure.
And they were so disappointed with me and I just went, "Okay, next topic," and like moved on.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they did. They were all like, "Oh." But, you know, I just didn't want to kind of betray his trust right there in the moment sort of thing. But I think out of the limelight, do you think I can tell you what it said?
Well, you built it up at this point.
Well, tell me what your impression of Brent Spiner as a person is.
I think he's a jokester, actually. I would say he'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, and a bit on the cynical side, you might say. You
Sure.
know? So Franks leans over and he shows me the phone. It says Brent Spiner, and this is what the text says. I hate the people.
I can accept that.
All the text said, it said Brent Spiner, I hate the people.
Oh man. Well, I can, yeah. That's
I'm
funny.
sure he was mostly joking, but
Sure.
you know, it was probably just con frustration or something.
I tell you, it's tough to be a celebrity, you know?
Oh, the bullshit, especially a Star Trek celebrity, the shit you gotta deal with, unbelievable, man.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah,
So
it's not easy.
it was funny though, at the end of the panel, Frakes just goes, "Okay, guys, I gotta go," and he jumps up and runs. Oh, you're right there. You're right there, Twitchy.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Go on.
The
So yeah.
look of fright on his face.
Yeah. He's like,
You.
"Oh God." So Frakes, he just goes, "Okay, I gotta go," and he gets up and he runs and he leaves. And everybody claps, and I'm like, "Oh shit, I guess it's over." And then later on, I was kind of walking by his table and I hear Jay. And I turn around and it's him, and he calls me over. And I'm like, "Oh, yes, sir, Commander, sir, what can I do for you?" And he just told me what a good job I did. He said, "That was a lot of fun. You did a really good job. It was awesome." And I was got all blushy and,
Aww.
you know, like, "Oh, shucks, thanks, Will Riker." And
I know. You're a
but it was really
regular now.
cool of him to, well, it was really cool of him to take a moment to pull me over and, you know, tell me I get a gold star sort of thing.
Yes, you the citation of love.
Look.
Yeah, I got to, yeah.
No, go on.
I got to do a lot of panels. I got to do Star Trek panel, or the Star, I got to do that one, Star Wars panel with Mark Dodson, the voice of Salacious Crumb and the Gremlins, and Clive Revell, the original voice of the Emperor and Alfred
Oh,
from
nice.
Batman the Animated Series.
Oh.
Only his second con appearance ever. So I was incredibly proud. You could tell it was because when he's telling stories at the panel, he's just droning off into like old English actor Broadway like theater stories that no one knows who the hell he's talking about or what's going on. So I kept kind of have to wrangle it back to Star Wars, you know?
Sure.
Like he's literally droning on and people are just getting up and leaving as they're like
Well,
So, but I mean, you know, he doesn't know what the hell he's supposed to be doing there, but it turned out okay. And
good.
Kim Possible, Christy Carlson Romano, the
Okay.
voice of Kim Possible. We did an hour live panel that I got recorded. That one's really fun. We talk all about working with John DiMaggio and Rob Paulsen and what it's like and stuff. So,
I was, you know what? I almost thought you were going to say Tara Strong because she does every voice for everyone ever. So
I
I.
wish. Although no, Christy was amazing. She's super nice and super cool, and she's trying to come up for Fan Expo because I keep telling her to. And you know, it's really good times. And to lead us back into what the hell the point of this show is that we talk about is I got to meet J. August Richards,
Yes, who returns this week?
who returns this week. Coincidentally, I thought I was gonna have a big spoiler, right? Because when I was talking to him, he's total press lockout.
Sure.
He can't talk to anybody about a goddamn thing. No recording of any kind. All he can do there for that weekend is take pictures. That's it.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, "Can I at least get a picture then?" He's like, "Absolutely." But he did talk. Like we talked about the show. Just we were having lunch, and he just said how much he loves the show and how much fun it is, and the set's as fun as you'd think it is, and then he says, "I love working on it." And he was just so talking in the present tense. I was like, "Well, I guess Deathlok's coming back soon enough." So I thought I might to get mentioned that, and then like the next day they're like, "Deathlok on the next episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D." And I was like, "Fuck."
Well, and
No big secret.
speaking of which, you gave me a nice little in for another bit of news because I think we'll just interject some news and reviews for this episode. It looks like Marvel's developing an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spin-off, which
About
may.
what?
Fear the Agents of
No,
S.H.I.E.L.D.
don't. Oh God, let's not jump to Fear. Let's not jump to that horrible, horrible title for a spin-off.
This is what I'm good for, just throwing in stupid things.
What a, that was good, though.
Stories. Because... I have nothing interesting to say. I'll just say stupid
shit. You have, well, once we start reviewing this stuff, you will, because right now, I mean, like I said, you did the cosplay, but yeah, Fear the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Will be the spinoff may include the following characters. It's all rumor right now, but they're thinking they're going to go ahead and do a spinoff anyway.
Oh, sorry, Josh, you got to tweet that before someone else does. That shit.
Yeah, we have a viewer. This viewer is going to do it right now. They're going to steal your thunder, Josh. You better tweet that out now.
Oh, that's just fantastic. Yeah. Loving the show though lately.
Yeah. But with that, with the spinoff, they're thinking of getting Deathlok on there. This is all rumor, but Deathlok, Mockingbird, and possibly Mac having their own spinoff.
Oh, so it would just still be like another faction of S.H.I.E.L.D. type thing.
Kind of, right? Just like what they're doing with the Arrow and the Flash spinoff. They're just using characters that already exist, that have an established presence in the universe, and they're just going to throw them out there. And I think that's a good idea. I don't see a problem with that. But right now, it's just a rumor. They're developing it, but we don't know what it's going to be about. But that's the possibility.
Yeah. I don't get excited. I don't feel any excitement out of it. I don't know. It's just I don't know how far you can stretch S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm really loving S.H.I.E.L.D. right now. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. I mean, especially the Coulson versus what's his name shit.
Coulson, you know, versus the guy from Battlestar Galactica. Yeah.
Yeah, I still think the Inhuman bullshit can kiss my ass. I'm sorry.
Not into it, huh?
I'm not into. I cannot take my Marvel universe without mutants. It's every time I hear the word Inhuman, I'm like, cop out in the back of my head.
Okay, I guess we'll talk a little bit about Agents. Did you watch Josh this week's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Or you haven't even caught up yet?
The show does not exist to me.
Okay. this week
they put like real characters in there that people know and care about.
There's Mockingbird's a real character. That's an actual established Marvel character. So is Deathlok.
But I'm talking about ones that people actually care about.
All right.
Well, they're talking Daredevil crossing over with the two, right?
Yeah, that's also in the news. Is that Daredevil? That
one. I don't like his suit.
The red one? Have you seen the
red
one?
Yeah, I don't like it. I think Affleck looked better.
Well, let's see it in motion. It is just a still, and it is of him looking down. It's not.
I don't like the guy's face, though, either. I think he's got an ugly face. It looks like someone hit him in the face with a shovel.
You know... Okay.
What?
Look. His face will be mostly covered. You're only going to see his chin.
And why does he have eye slots?
He had eye slots as Daredevil in the comic
book. No, he didn't.
They were
not
filled in, though.
Weren't they red over his eyes, right?
Yeah, they were filled in eye slots.
Yeah, these ones aren't filled in. These ones, you can see his eyes. And it's like, why can I see your eyes? You don't need your eyes. That's not Daredevil.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold judgment until this weekend when I get a chance to actually. I'm probably going to try to watch every episode this weekend.
I was actually kind of disappointed when they announced the red suit because I love the look of that black suit.
He had to go to the red suit eventually, though. He can't stick to that. That black suit isn't even. I mean, it's canon, but it was a later iteration of his costume. He really needs to eventually don the red suit at some point.
That suit, the black suit's almost identical to what he wore in the Hulk TV movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it the Lou Ferrigno? Was he in that movie?
Yeah, he was. It was the Hulk TV movies. They made the two, the Thor one and the Daredevil one.
Oh, yeah. I saw. Mm-hmm. Lou is always at WonderCon. Always there.
He's always everywhere.
Yeah.
It's probably convenient.
Tried to say hi. Couldn't hear me. But anyway.
Did you guys see the pictures of the Deadpool set?
Deadpool is looking really good. Yeah.
You know what the best part of it is? They're keeping a very Deadpool spirit. They're not hiding it. Normally these movies are so secretive. yet Reynolds is like, we're going to film here today on this bridge. Come check it out. And like waving to people as he's filming and shit. And they're not trying to hide nothing. I love, it's very Deadpool of him. And I love it.
Yeah, the most impressive part of those pictures were the mocap dots on the mask. And just realizing that they were going to actually go for at least some of the shots have some sort of animated eye movement.
He'll have facial expression.
Yeah, because that's like the thing like with the Spider-Man mask. It always like kind of bugged me. No pun.
Well, even in the comic, Spider-Man was not as expressive as Deadpool was. You know, his
that
face
might be true, but that, like still like Spider-Man's eyes on the mask changed a lot with whatever was going on. In the cartoon, at least, anyway.
In the cartoon, it did, yeah. And it's kind of funny that they're going to do that with the real life thing, but, you know, it'll look cool, for sure.
No, that's what I'm saying. It'll look cool. It'll be more like a comic book.
Absolutely.
A movie adapted from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's speculative.
Yeah. Well, speaking...
That's part about this stuff.
Speaking of of Marvel movies, I guess we'll just give this... couple bit more of news here. I guess Yellow Jacket has been confirmed as the villain in the new Ant-Man movie.
Didn't we know that? Didn't we even see a picture a while back?
The picture just came out. I want to say it came out a couple days ago or today. One or the other. It's fairly recent.
One leaked a while back. There was one leaked. I don't know if it's the same one and this one's just official or what, but
maybe. It's a new photo. Let me see if I can show it here. Here we go. So this is, you see that with his yellowy eyes and his yellowy punchiness.
Oh yeah. Right on.
Look at that. I mean, that's pretty good. I'm okay with it, you know.
Yeah, it looks all right.
The Blue Beetle outfit, just gold.
The Blue Beetle outfit? Are you talking about the Blue Beetle outfit?
I'm surprised that's one that hasn't shown up on C. That's a character made for CW.
Blue Beetle, yeah.
Isn't he someone else, though?
Who? I don't know, but Cisco could be. Cisco's Mexican.
I think there's somebody...
Is that the requirement to become the Blue Beetle? Is this to be Mexican?
Blue Beetle Mexican?
I don't know. Oh, there's.
I think he might have been.
Maybe.
One of the Blue Beetles was, I'm pretty sure it was Mexican.
Maybe. Blue Beetle would definitely be. I think that would definitely make a nice television. Look, we have a lot already. Let's establish the shows we already have before we start tossing in, you know, Booster Gold or something, or
those characters would fit on cameo appearances like on The Flash,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want what's his face, the original or the Superman from Smallville. What's his name?
Tom Welling.
I want to see him appear in one of these shows. That would make me happy.
As Supes.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I think that would be cool with the whole fact of time jumping or universe jumping, whichever you want to look at that.
Yeah. So, speaking of jumping, we'll jump to some of our reviews. Now, we did not get to talk about the Walking Dead finale, did we? I don't remember if we did.
I don't think we did.
You're the Walking Dead professional here, Jay. You want to give us a little?
Well, it was a fantastic episode. I think it was a bit lackluster as a finale goes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they've set the bar pretty damn high in the past, so this one was very. It wasn't a cliffhanger, really.
You mean they could end the show with that episode and never come back again?
No.
Oh.
It's not that, but it's not like. We're not going to come back to that moment, I don't think. I think when we come back to the show, it's going to be time will have passed.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to pick up at the very, very moment it ends off where Rick pops that guy in the head and Daryl brings Morgan in and Morgan's like, Rick, you know, why are you shooting that guy in the head? That's kind of how it ends, you know?
It's kind of a thing.
I don't think it'll come back to that moment. It'll probably come back to, like, you know, they'll show, like, not, like, days later, but just hours later. Kind of like
Sure.
Kind of like when they came back after Rick beat the shit out of the guy, the next episode started with him, like, bandaged in bed.
We're like, you know, 2 weeks later.
Yeah, it's something to do with
zombies.
With that, but it was really cool. It was fun. It was, you know, it proved the point, but, you know.
You sound disappointed. You genuinely sound disappointed.
There's not a lot to talk about. I mean, there was no surprises. I mean, the wolves kind of showed up, and Daryl and what's-his-name got caught in a trap. And the most exciting thing is that they ran into Morgan and brought Morgan back to town. And, you know, other than that, I mean, these wolves, these two guys, to me, after what they've been through already, they don't feel like a super huge threat coming. And they're trying to make them seem like a looming threat, the way they're collecting all the walkers into these elaborate traps and stuff. But I don't feel like it could possibly go that far. You know, they may take out a beloved cast member or two, but it's not like an all-encompassing group affecting thing. Like you know what I mean?
Sure. Well, then with the disappointing kind of finale, are you looking forward to Fear the Walking Dead?
I'm really looking forward to that, mainly because it's the beginning again. We get to see, right, you know, how things broke out a little more than just, you know, Rick waking up in the aftermath. We get to actually see it happening a little.
Yeah.
Rick waking up on the set of 28 Days Later.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 28 Days Later opened exactly like The Walking Dead did, right?
Exactly like The Walking Dead did, yes. And I can't remember which was first, actually.
28 Days Later was first.
Fucking, yeah, like a decade before, yeah, the...
Well, the comic book
long ago.
Yeah, the comic book may have come earlier though. But
don't forget the comic book's like 15 years old too. Yeah. I mean, that would actually be close. That would actually be a hard one to tell there.
Yeah, that is either way though. Like, I mean, the people out there won't care about, you know, what actually came first, because.
Hey, do you think the Adam's ever going to shrink? You know, like,
oh, his power is. All right, let's get into, okay. Before we jump into, okay, we'll just jump in. I was going to say, here are the top five things to look out for in the Fear of the Walking Dead, but forget it. We'll move on to the...
Oh, no, we can go. Sorry, it just popped in my head, but we can go back to Walking Dead. All right. That's what, you guys got to wrangle me. I'm sorry.
It's all right. All right, here are the things. Fear of the Walking Dead will be, of course, as you said, begin before the apocalypse. You get to see how it all started. It's not based on the comics, and there apparently will be no crossover with the actual Walking Dead show. Which is, I think, kind of weird. You think they'd cross over at some point.
The time doesn't work, and they're in different places, right?
But they will, apparently, they are going to have it catch up to the current storyline.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, so
cross it over eventually. Eventually they have to, just for ratings. Eventually the AMC won't let them not. They'll be like, okay, you have to make a mega event. Mm-hmm. Everybody does mega events. What's wrong with your mega event?
Look at the
Kirk may be like, I'm too good to have mega events.
I got home tonight and took a mega event.
Oh God. Oh jeez. I guess it'll be based in LA, so that's fun. I always like shows that are based in my backyard, so that's a lot of fun to watch. And it's gonna focus on
there's
family.
Not enough of those out there, are there?
Not ones that do it well. There's a lot of them out there, but none that really do it well. So maybe it'll do it well. Maybe it'll actually be an accurate representation, unlike, you know, say a movie called Night of the Comet, which was a horrible representation of Los Angeles.
Backwind Podcast.
Backwind Podcast.
Say it's going to be starring a family, what'd you say?
Yes, it's going... So the main focus is going to be a dysfunctional family, and they'll be the core of the show. They'll be the leads of the new show.
How does a family stay together?
I guess that's the point. It says,
zombies, Jason. Yeah.
Yes, the zombies are the reason why they... No, I mean...
No. The fear of the zombies is what... Yeah.
Yes.
It's the fear of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that keep them together.
Yes. That's how Coulson wins. He'll actually say it in an episode. It's like, fear the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Oh, okay, man. Whatever happens, I sort of...
Hey, I've timestamped your tweet, so if it ever happens, we have proof that it occurred. Now, Let's go ahead and talk about Arrow. We already talked about a little of what to expect. They gave a sizzle reel at WonderCon about what to see, what they're going to see, what you're going to
see. Is the Atom ever going to shrink? His power is?
They never show him shrinking. They show him flying. They continue to show him doing stuff. But in the last episode, if you recall, he did mention how he was able to shrink these nanobots to cure his blood from the blood clot.
I hope they're just stretching it out.
They are. He won't grow. Here's my theory. He's not going to go small until the spinoff. The spinoff is when he gets his power to shrink. Until then, he's just going to be like this other guy.
Or until he impregnates Felicity and he actually.
Well, are him and Felicity going to break up then?
Yes, I'm thinking that's going to be the case. Because all he needs a love interest, and so. Apparently Laurel is like way out of the picture, so I think it's gonna end up being Felicity again, especially since they keep hinting at it. What is she saying in a couple episodes ago? He's like, "Oh, as long as you're with me, I'm happy," or something to that effect. As long as you're,
as you're in my life,
yeah. as long as you're doing the salmon ladder, I'm happy, or whatever she said.
Yeah.
So that's the so let's talk about the last episode, because we don't get a new one until next week. What did you guys think of Mark Hamill as the trickster or the Joker, whichever one?
Yeah, there's a part during one of his monologues in the little Hannibal Lecter cell where he let out. There was one, two, three, four words. It was just like it was all Joker, right. And it gave me chills.
Hello, Batman. That's what he said. He's like, "Hello, Batman."
Yeah.
Or Joker, or whatever. Yeah. So,
it was good.
Yeah.
Fun for old nostalgia sake, especially with seeing him and Ship together in those scenes. That was fun.
It was kind of, it was weird, and they really did play a lot of fan service with him saying, "I am your father" to the boy.
Yeah, that was fun. Of course, that was fun. Too. Yeah.
I was like, "Oh God, here it comes! It's coming."
I am your father. It's like, "Oh, thanks, Joker. I am your father."
Now, besides the trickster stuff, I mean, a lot of crazy shit happens at the end, does it not?
It was a huge episode. I mean, they're setting up for a pretty big, and of course, the next Flash is going to be a huge episode too. But this Arrow,
what happened?
Huh?
I forgot what happened.
Oh.
Well, remember, it's revealed that the Flash that Barry is fighting in his house around his mother is Thrawn from the future. And then right after that is how he actually gets stuck here. And then Harrison Wells is just a normal dude who gets killed and his body taken over by Thrawn.
That's right.
Now, I forget which producer was at the panel, but he's like, "I'm surprised no one ever noticed that the symbol on the Flash's body is white on white with the yellow Thunderbolt, not the usual red." And he's hinting that that's not the same. That's a Barry from a different universe that went back in time to fight Thawne against his mother.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's multiple Barrys out there. There's multiple Flash. We're getting very close to a multiverse or multiple Earths. We really are.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That was definitely what was coming for sure.
But that was like the one Easter egg he was disappointed no one caught.
Wow. Well, it's a big Easter egg for people. It's right on his chest. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. In
plain sight. You know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's how I like to smoke my noobs.
Yeah. Right.
It works. I'm telling you, it works.
Speaking of which, if I may.
Go ahead.
It is whatever day it is, the 9th, which means it's getting closer to a month to Denver Comic Con.
Oh.
I'm still waiting for a confirmation from one of these jokesters that I talked to. On a regular basis, and I haven't heard anything yet.
Well,
we got my ticket. I should be able to get it tomorrow. So I hope to peg it down this weekend, but it won't be long. I'm just you know, I keep having to top up the budget because so much stuff keeps happening. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, and they are, I've kind of been waiting because they are getting cheaper as we get closer.
Oh, good. Oh, I like that yours goes the opposite. Mine has been getting more and more expensive. I've been trying to change the date of when I return.
Yours got a little screwy there. Yeah.
Well,
so
we didn't look, unfortunately.
I'm coming. Got my passport. Time's booked off work. I'm coming.
Awesome.
We all looked at the dates, but the one that's the highest of all three of us was the one that was like, "Hey, did you notice it's a Saturday, Sunday, Monday?"
Yeah.
And the smartest one of the group, Francis, didn't even realize it, but we were all talking about it.
I don't do calendars. So yeah, a lot to look forward to in the upcoming months. You know, like again, next week on The Flash, since we're talking about The Flash a little bit, you know, the Atom gets to fight alongside The Flash next week, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. Nobody has a secret identity on either one of these shows anymore.
Well, Iris still doesn't know who Iris is. The only one
Iris
in the entire
the only one on either show that doesn't know who anybody is.
That's true, because everyone, you're right. No one has a secret. That's dumb, I think.
Yeah, it
actually is
dumb.
Okay, so
it's Marvel. It's very Marvel-esque, and I hate it.
What's his name? Roy?
Roy, yeah.
Yeah, he's taking the fall, right?
Oh, right. Okay, so
that'll be interesting. All
right,
but that don't mean nothing.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with Roy. For some weird out of this world reason, Lance already knew Roy was Arsenal. Like, you know, there was a scene several episodes back where it's like, "Of course I knew it was you. Just you thought a red hood would hide you from me?"
Yeah.
So it's strange.
No, he says that to Ollie, doesn't he?
No, he says that to Roy.
Arsenal. What is the whole name?
Look, his name is supposed to be Red Arrow and or Speedy and or Arsenal, so he just got all of them.
Not Green Arrow yet, so until they call him Green Arrow.
They can't call him Green Arrow. They just call it just Arrow, come on.
Vigilante.
But yeah, I mean, okay, so the Arrow last week. Arrow's moving slower, I think, than the Flash is.
Oh, way slower.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't hold a candle to the Flash right now. It really doesn't.
No, Flash is number one.
I really didn't think I was going to like Flash when it first came out. Mm-hmm. Like, for real. I was like,
I didn't think it'd be this good. Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. It's a great show.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Grant Gustin when he did his little cameo. You know, when he was introduced, I thought, oh, this guy's kind of boring. And then he ends up being the most entertaining of superheroes. So it's kind of nice that he has a thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Arrow, a lot of build up for Arrow. Not too much. I don't know. Like, what's going to happen at the end? Really? Like, what is the build up and there's a definitive end at least for this for the Flash. But Arrow, I don't see.
He'll kill Ra's al Ghul or Ra's al Ghul will go away or something, and that'll end, and then it'll move on to some other fucking bullshit.
But does he become?
The Asian guy will take over.
He's not going to become Ra's al Ghul. That's a very good point, Josh. Totally, now that you just said that, I bet you Asian guy becomes...
Maseo's going to be the new Ra's al Ghul. That's funny.
Yeah. That'll make sense. When the show becomes Batman, then, you know, he'll just morph into the guy.
Hey, have you noticed, you know that show Person of Interest?
I know of it, yes.
Which is also Batman without Batman, if you've ever watched
it. Sort of, yeah.
He's exactly Batman. It's exactly Batman without Batman as well, but he wears a suit, so it's like he dresses as Bruce Wayne all the time. But he has recently taken to wearing a black mask on the show.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
There's this computer after him called the Samaritan that like can face recognize from anywhere in the world sort of thing.
Oh, boy.
So he's wearing a mask so the thing can't tell where he is. Hmm. So it's even more Batman now. He's like 2 ears away from being Batman.
Well, yeah. So I guess in the Arrow universe right now, everyone was out to get Ollie. They found out who's that. I don't know how the show continues with everyone knowing who he is.
Like, yeah,
it just doesn't make any sense. Even though, yes, you know, Josh, you pointed out that Roy did end up being the man in the mask, or in the man in the hood, and so they might.
Are they gonna thin it out? Hopefully, they thin it out because I heard John Diggle. Isn't Diggle going to the spinoff?
I don't know. I mean, you know, there hasn't been too much on Diggle other than, I mean, the last thing I heard way back when was the hint of him being Jon Stewart. But other than that, if he's a part of the spinoff, I'd be surprised if he's a part of the spinoff. I think they just need to get rid of the Atom. They need to get rid of just the whole, you know, League of Assassins, in all honesty.
Yeah, I think they need to strip that show right back down, take it to how it started, where it's just him in the street. Yeah, for sure.
Right. But they have to keep upping themselves. So I'm guessing they're going to have, it's going to get big in the villain department. There's going to be a Joker-esque villain around the corner. You know,
who do you come bring in after Ra's al Ghul, though? Like,
well, Ra's al Ghul was never a huge, I mean, he was a big villain, but he was never a central, I don't want to say he wasn't a central, he was always central to some type of storyline, but
his hero got left, is what I'm saying. Like, you know, I don't see who they bring in after this. You know,
I don't know. I think they're gonna have to take it up a notch and start putting in super villains.
The Joker.
Yeah, the Joker's
start bringing in Superman's villains.
Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah, right.
Lex is gonna have to come in. And
I wouldn't be surprised.
Superman.
I just wouldn't be surprised if those kind of villains started. You know, the Rogues Gallery is different now for the Arrow. It's like they went too big too fast with Ra's.
Like how the Cold Misers said that after Barry said something about the Rogue Gallery.
Oh right. Captain Cold, you mean?
Whatever, he's the Cold Miser.
Cold Miser, yeah.
You and your rogues or something. I thought that was cool that they came to that understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that they're finally at an impasse and they're willing to take care of that. Let's go ahead and wrap it up then with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Let me do just a brief iZombie thing because iZombie is so different.
I missed this week, damn it.
iZombie is it's getting weirdly interesting. Like, you know, you think it's going to be this weird case of the week, but now they've expanded the universe where Blaine, who is the quote-unquote evil zombie, you find out what his real agenda is. And he is now creating an army of zombies. Like, he has an army of zombies.
Is that what he's doing? I've only seen the first two episodes, so am I one or two behind?
I think you're two behind, yeah. Okay. Episode 4 came out this week.
And right.
He's building an empire based around zombies and based around the need for brains.
Right, and he's getting people hooked on brains by turning them into zombies and shit and then providing them with said brains, right?
Exactly. And so he's becoming kind of a kingpin of sorts. So that's the bigger overarching story, which I found fascinating. It's like, where's the bigger overarching story for a zombie? That's it. So you'll see that in episode 4. And they're building this weird empire, this zombie empire that I guess has to be taken down at some point, and that's where Liv comes in.
And she'll start working for the company at season 3 or 4, you know, instead of fighting against it.
Look, the iZombie world is huge.
That was an Angel reference, man.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yes, that's right. Yes, and then they'll have a bar where they'll sing karaoke and someone will tell them their future.
Angel had a bar? What?
Yeah, like season 4.
Oh, yeah, there was the green guy.
I never watched Angel.
No.
Are you kidding me? Deathlok is from Angel, isn't he? Isn't he the guy from Angel?
Name Gunn in that?
Yeah. So there's your Angel connection.
Yeah, because Anthony commented on that when I put the picture. He said, no, that's Gunn. And I was like, who the hell is Gunn?
Yeah, that's...
So I guess he was making a Buffy reference that I'm very proud to say I didn't catch.
So there you go. That's iZombie. I think they only have like 6 or 7 more episodes left anyway. It's a short season for them, thank God. Not that I don't like it, but I'm glad. I love short seasons. It's a really... I think it's the best idea ever. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Big, not really big, actually. Very little happened this episode.
Well, not really. I mean, we find out that, Skye's mother is there with her. She doesn't know she's her mother yet, but we see that she survived that hacking up. Mm-hmm. She's all scarred up and shit.
Yeah.
You know, we get introduced to this other fucker.
Oh, the doctor?
The electric guy.
Electric doctor who can help people fly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that was pretty good. And Coulson makes his move. I love that he's like decided to go on the attack rather than the defense.
Right.
Now, and then Deathlok shows up to save the day. Right on.
It was really cool to see him. See him back on the show. I don't know if you caught that the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that you should, you know, fear. They were calling the Inhumans the Powards or Powered. That's what they were called. They weren't called mutants.
Really?
Yeah, they weren't called mutants. They weren't called Inhumans. They're called they're collecting powers to do things, which is just confusing people because there's a show called Powers.
With powers a lot. Yeah, totally.
It's like, oh, but he's collecting, you know, they think Coulson's collecting powers to create an army. That's what Battlestar Galactica guy believes. I wish I could remember his name. So that's what his belief is that Coulson is creating an army. And
well, he's wrong. Coulson's going to take S.H.I.E.L.D. back. And for a show I didn't really like and started out very slow the first like season. And so it's really gotten to a place where I'm really digging it. And I liked it. He's going to have to go after Ward now to help for some stupid convenient reason.
Well, Ward is the connection between the Inhumans and Hydra. And so, because they lost Skye. They don't know how to get to Skye. And she's apparently learning how to use her powers properly, which I don't believe is going to happen. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I can see why you're a little annoyed with the whole Inhumans thing. It's
for
not the best.
You watch the first season to know that Skye now has powers. Like, did an eclipse happen or something?
No. Is it
on Canada's Heroes?
What do you mean? She went into a mountain. She got covered in mist. She turned into rock. She broke through the rock, and now she has powers.
Because she has the genetic imprint that the Kree put on the humans to turn humans into weapons. And so she's now a weapon. And there's thoughts of her, of course, making cameos because now she has powers that she make cameos on the Avengers movies, things like that. So,
well, who are the actual Inhumans? Like, I don't read the book, so I don't know if any of the people have any people in the show been any of the Inhumans from the comic book.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't know. Skye wasn't supposed to be an Inhuman. They just lumped her into that whole Inhuman thing. I don't really know who the Inhumans are either, other than. I want to say that the X-Men fought the Inhumans. Do you remember the X-Men animated series?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Storm went into the sewer or something, and there were like a bunch of mutants that were outcast because they looked different? I thought they were the Inhumans.
No, those are the.
Those aren't the Inhumans?
No, I want to say Morlock.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I want to say the Morlocks. They're just the more severely mutated mutants.
Okay.
Who haven't been able to live above ground in society. Like, they can't hide, so they kind of retreat to the sewers.
So here are your Inhumans, and I've never heard of any of them. Black Bolt. Medusa, Karnak, Gorgon, Triton, Crystal, Maximus the Mad. These are the Inhumans. I know Black Bolt's going to appear in Agents, I want to say.
Reader's one of them too, isn't he?
Hey, when are we going to get Skrulls?
Well, that's the thing. They're a part. You have to have the Skrull if you have the Kree. Because they had a war. They had a freaking war.
Maybe they'll come for. Maybe they'll come and show up in another movie.
That's season three.
The Skrulls have to be in a movie. You can't do that on TV.
Thor 3.
Yeah, they're gonna show up. They have to.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Sure. There you go.
Who knows?
Yeah. So there you go. Inhumans are a thing. Not a big thing apparently, but they're a thing. And they will be appearing on your TV shortly.
Days of Future Past is now on Netflix. And watched it. Mm-hmm. A lot better than I remember it being. Not that I thought it was horrible, but even Wolverine was better than he's been in the past. But, man, I still can't get over Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Like, even The Flash doesn't do... As awesome as The Flash is a television show, it does not touch... That Quicksilver. There's no way that Age of Ultron Quicksilver is going to be anywhere close to this little Quicksilver. Well, like, that was just the most amazing shit ever.
But haven't you heard his accent or whatever his bad accent is in Avengers 2? He has a horrible Russian accent.
No, did they give him a Russian accent?
Yeah, because he's Maximov, so he has a Russian accent.
Stupid.
Yeah, did you see that coming? That's what he says to... He's just really? Hawkeye or whatever when he hits him. It's like, oh, jeez. Dude, it's okay. Stick to playing Kick-Ass. You're fine. You don't need to do the accent. But apparently they have accents.
But yeah, I don't know.
You're right. No one's going to have... The guy who played Quicksilver in Days of Future Past had a charisma that's really hard to beat.
Not even that. I'm talking pure technically. I'm talking pure visual effects. They made it so fast in Days of Future Past, they thought he was a teleporter. He even says, teleporter? And he's like, no, just really fast.
Right.
Where the Flash even leaves a thunderbolt or two in his wake, you know?
Well, That's a for effect, though. They don't see him move that quickly. And he's shown to move so fast that they don't see him. So, yeah, there's...
Right. There is moments, though. Yeah. The way they displayed his speed power in that movie, I don't think that's beatable.
No.
It was unbelievable. Like, he could freeze time. He was so fast. Like,
yeah. It was one of the more entertaining parts of that movie.
Absolutely. You know, and the way he shatters the glass with his vibrating hands.
Mm. The Wolverine is on HBO now.
Oh.
And, right on. I'm going to give that a second shot. I don't know.
X-Men Origins Wolverine?
No.
Oh.
The Wolverine.
Oh, that's the... Yeah, yeah. I like that movie. That was actually
worst
good.
Ending ever in the history of movies ever. Ever, 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 ever. But we're getting too into movies here. We were not supposed to do about that.
Midnight.
We are okay to go into... Yeah, it's midnight. I think we're done. The only thing I'm going to say about Powers, because I'm the only one watching it, is it is certainly character-driven. So if you like character-driven comic book TV shows with actually some fairly good acting, Powers is it. I'll give a full review next week because we talked enough already about a bunch of other stuff. So we'll do it.
Right on. I think is it 2 weeks till Gotham returns?
Next week, Gotham returns. So
it does.
Woo-hoo! Yes. Oh, which reminds me, here's a spoiler for Gotham because I was at the Gotham panel. You will see the Riddler emerge before the end of the season. So
that's cool.
Have fun with
that. Really?
Yep, he was excited.
Oh, that's kind of disappointing. I thought they were really going to stretch that one out.
Well, I don't think he'll be much like how the Penguin isn't really the Penguin quite yet. It'll just be the
Inkling. Right.
He'll start on his path to become the Riddler. I don't think he'll be called the Riddler at the end of the season, but he was very excited.
Well, I'm excited. That kid will be good.
Yeah,
good
times, good guy, good everything. Thank you, everyone, for listening and joining us this evening. It was a lot of fun. Thank you, gentlemen. Why don't you go ahead and tell people where they can find you on the interwebs.
Go ahead, Jay.
You can find me at @the_Jedi_Ross on the Twitter there. That's where I am. I host a bunch of shows around the network. Go to pointsofinterestpodcast.com, and you can see all the fun stuff happening there.
And can they find more about convention on An Elegant Weapon?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Part one just released today, in fact, part one of the Great Philadelphia Comic Con, where I speak with Mr. Mark Dodson, all about exciting voiceover things. Part one was dropped today, a couple days. I'll drop a part every couple days.
Nice.
And if you were there, you know, you'll have fun listening to it. And if you weren't, hopefully you will too. This Sunday, I am going to be at the GTA Con in Burlington, Ontario, Canada, where I hope to be speaking with Zach Galligan of the Gremlins. Nice. So I got a Gremlins theme going. So I'm looking forward to that. And also, actually, what's her name? Catwoman from Gotham?
Oh, yeah. The
Catgirl.
Yeah.
She has been added to Motor City Comic Con.
Cool.
Where I'll be attending. So I hope to get to talk to her because it's only her second signing appearance ever and her first con.
Very exciting. Yeah, so. That's fun.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, what about you, sir? What's going on with you?
On the Twitters @303_ninja and also all over the Points of Interest podcast network because that's what we do. And you can find my co-host from Back When Podcast speak next about where you can find him.
Oh, on the Twitters. Well, before I do that, though, you're going to a convention soon, too, aren't you? Next week?
Yeah, I just found out the other night, going as press to Starfest Denver, 17th through the 19th of April.
So if you're in the area, look out for... Are you going to dress up? I forget.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, look out for the suited-up Deadpool. And don't be that kid that says he should never be in a suit. You're wrong. you can find me on Twitter, at SortaGeek. Yes, SincereSarcasm.net is where the blog posts are about WonderCon. You get to also see Gigi Edgley's interview. Actually, I guess Shelly's interview with her. She talks to Shelly, our other co-host from back when we were interesting, that podcast. You can find that at the SincereSarcasm.net blog. And of course, you can find all this comic book goodness at CMYKTV.com, at CMYKTV on the Twitter. And for now, I guess CMYKTweets@gmail.com. If you want to send us an email, any comments you want to say about anything we've been talking about, of course, we all wish you a very colorful week. I guess he'll be back in a month. Anthony will be back in like a month or so. So you'll have us for a while.
Maybe we can get him to phone in or something.
That'd be nice. Yeah, he could use his
actually,
phone.
Actually, he can. If he calls my phone, I can actually do it.
He can also use... You do realize his phone has Hangouts. He could technically use Hangouts on his phone and join us if he wanted.
If he has internet.
Oh, that's right. He could use a cellular line. Oh, yeah, that's not so good. All right, anyway, we'll talk about that
later. We'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll see.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.